All right, welcome back, everybody. We were delaying this a little bit, weren't we, Jake, to catch the end of this Texas-Oklahoma game, and Mother Nature has decided that that is not in our cards today. It's, correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, right, 12-10 Texas in the 8th, I think, or 7th?
It is 12-10 in the as of 20 minutes ago, they are under a lightning delay, so if you're trying to gauge when this is, they are in a lightning delay, so I say we establish it now. Let's assume Texas wins and takes 2 of 3 from Oklahoma. And yeah, if they don't, next week we'll adjust accordingly, or we'll put a note in there. But let's get that out of the way. Texas, we assume, has done 2 of 3. Hopefully this doesn't get clipped as like a OU coming back type thing. But
and if they do, they do. I mean, it's a 12-10 game. We have to assume something here. Like, you and I both talked previously, like, I personally don't think Texas would be out of the field if they didn't win, but it really does affect seeding because Texas would be on that last four kind of conversation if they were to lose this series. So, obviously, this win puts them in a much better situation. So, all right, well, I tried to make this a little bit easier for us, Jake, because I know last time I think we spent too much time going over these mid-majors. So, I went back through and I have the list of everyone that we picked. And then I made some decisions on based off results this weekend, some changes, and we'll quickly talk about them. And I have a couple that I want like us to discuss based off what happened, but make it go by quicker. Let me present my screen real quick so you can, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, there's been a lot of, we're getting a lot more clarity too in terms of conferences. I'm really excited to see how we talk through Coastal. I know that they got swept by Troy. That's kind of the one that I was really looking forward to the most talking about was Coastal.
I don't understand why it does this every time, Jake. I can never share my screen immediately with you. Like it doesn't want to share option. Yeah. I have to like click off to a different tab. Okay. So obviously Jake too, is I cleared all the bracket except for our 16 seeds. So we can reorganize them, remove them as we see fit to again, save us some time. Obviously we still have FAMU in the SWAC. We've got Wagner in the NEC. They're still in that three-way tie. We do have a new Summit team, though, the Omaha Mavericks, who are awful overall. They won this weekend against North Dakota State. They actually tied today, but they went 2-0 and 1 on the weekend against NDSU. And South Dakota State got swept by Oral Roberts. I don't know how you're feeling about this, Jake, but I do feel like Oral Roberts might end up just winning the Summit League tournament just because I feel the most confident in them, but they are in last place, so we can't give them the spot right now. So Omaha takes over the Summit. Niagara defeated Ryder this weekend at Ryder 2 of 3. So they have, I spelled Niagara wrong, so ignore that, Jake. But you know, they have entered as the new MAC with 2 A's team. Obviously, Columbia won the Ivy League regular season, so we kept them.
Army's in the driver's seat too as well. I think they're starting to count numbers against Navy.
VCU is a game back of Dayton. They split their series because one got rained out 2 weeks ago, so I figured let's just stick with VCU. I made the decision in the OVC, Jake, that Morehead State is the new team, as Little Rock lost the series to SIU Edwardsville, and Tennessee Tech, who was our team last week, got swept by UT Martin. Morehead State took 2 of 3 at SEMO this weekend, who I think is also a team that could enter the chat in the OVC, so I put Morehead State here. Again, if you have a problem with that, stop me now.
No, I think that's fine.
But if not, Horizon League stays with Wright State. America East stays with Bryant. Bowling Green did finally lose a MAC series. They lost 2 of 3 at Kent. They got run ruled today, but they're so far in first place. And they actually moved up in the RPI, which is kind of funny. So I don't know how we dropped them. Kennesaw State. They're a game back at JU, but with their RPI, still kind of feel okay keeping them there. Grand Canyon stays in the WAC, Upstate in the Big South. Obviously, High Point's right there with them. High Point's technically in first place with percentage points. But Lamar obviously stays in the Southland, Fresno State with the Mountain West.
That one's actually getting tighter, I should say, before we move on. The Mountain West is heating up. That might be one that we need to take like an eye on because – New Mexico's kind of playing their way into it. So that one's kind of going to get interesting down the stretch. I think that the four teams are within a game.
I absolutely agree there. West Coast, welcome San Diego as they swept Gonzaga this weekend in pretty dominating fashion too. So
yeah, I think Gonzaga's kind of out. Period. I mean, they were out
so I don't
already,
know how San
and now they're starting
Diego.
to lose.
Yeah. Now they're not winning the West Coast Conference in first place.
Yeah, now they're not winning.
Wise.
Period.
There's no reason why they should be in position. Yeah. Big East stays with UConn after they sweep Villanova this weekend. I love their tweet. Jake, I don't know if you noticed the Villanova does like this fly the flag thing after every win they get on the road for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And UConn tweeted, no flags, just brooms. And I was like, that's hilarious. Sanford will stay at the SoCon for now. The SoCon, man, it is getting
it's
really,
heating
really
up too,
fun.
Yeah.
There, Jake.
It's
I
getting
will,
tight.
yeah, I will,
I
I
almost want to
selfishly,
bet.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I almost want to bet on your ETSU Bucks to win that. Because it's starting
well,
to get really interesting.
Austin Wofford, it's the conference tournament in Greenville. I get paid to work it, and I feel very fortunate to be able to. But when I say pay to work it, Jake, I have to just write the marketing scripts, like what the PA guy reads. So I pretty much just have to watch baseball and get paid to do that. It's going to be
awesome.
Really tough in a suite too. It's going to be a really tough couple of days for me there in Greenville. Let me tell you what. But then the AAC, ECU stays the same. MVC.
Yeah, they actually are officially
State.
Now in first, though. I know that we were kind of
that
assuming that they're. I think you. I don't know if they won today, but they lost the first two to Rice. So, but Rice and Tulane, it's feeling like 2003. They both won three straight series.
Yeah,
they're both under 500 in the AAC,
kind of
but they're leaving some meat on the bones there.
So are we going to predict Rice to win the AAC tournament? Should we just put pencil
no.
them in now?
no, I don't think they have the pitching.
That's fair. MVC, we'll stick with Indiana State, obviously. Big West, sticking with Irvine. CAA, Charleston's in first place. I'm sticking with UNCW for now, but Charleston did go to Boyce Creek and take care of the Campbell Camels, which, Jake, I want to rule the Campbell Camels. Not like, okay, I can't call them dead, right? But they are definitely a have to win the conference tournament at this point team, which is
they're not getting in as an at large. Yeah. It's kind of crazy with how much they've been good the last few years, how far they've fallen off, but
yeah. CUSA Jake is where I want to have a little quick conversation because Louisiana Tech is in first place. We had DBU obviously winning the CUSA. I am open. Well, Western Kentucky's right there too. But I'm open to Louisiana Tech taking over the auto bid. What do you say on that? Because I feel like you're a little more dialed in on those two programs.
Yeah, I would flip it. I think DBU is still an at-large team. I think that, but Louisiana, I mean, their RPI is, what, 17? Yeah, I think DBU's, they're 31
and
11.
Yeah,
they're
going to be in. It's just a matter of.
Yeah, it's schematics.
We just made the CUSA a two-bid league. Look at that. Shout out to the CUSA. I need to look at real quick what their RPI is. I think it was 56. We'll just rock with that for now. All right, and the same thing for the Big Ten. Jake, maybe I'm biased because I had a lot of fun there last weekend, but Purdue is in first place, and they are hot in Big Ten play. They've won 9 straight Big Ten games. They've swept their last 3 weekend series, and nobody in the Big Ten wants to do anything. If it's not Purdue, man, I lean Maryland is the best Big Ten team. I know Nebraska's kind of right there, but did Nebraska win the series against Iowa?
Yeah, they took 2 of 3. Maryland's really far down in the standings.
I know. That's what's crazy. Like Maryland's one of the more likely at-large teams, but they're under 500 in Big Ten play.
Nebraska
hasn't really impressed me. I mean, we can stick with Nebraska if we want to. I'm fine with that. I'm a little biased. Cause I like how Purdue.
I think Nebraska.
And
I think Nebraska, Illinois, Purdue.
I do think it makes our lives easier.
Yeah,
I see Illinois lost this series to Maryland this weekend, and so I'm kind of iffy on them. But
yeah, they're 15-1 at home. Jeez. Illinois 15-1 at home.
Yeah, they are very very good at home, not very good on the road. Purdue has a better resume if we're talking about like that type of stuff. But again, let's just stick with Nebraska.
Yeah.
Let's
I think it makes it easier. And then we'll put Purdue, Illinois. I think we'll put them
I
on
just
watch.
Know if we put Purdue as our Big Ten auto bid, then we know the Big Ten's at least 2 bids, right? Because
Yeah.
And Nebraska would be in with an at-large. Do you know what their RPI is by chance? Do you have it pulled up? Do I need to pull it up real quick?
I can pull
So
it up.
I'm going to try to do it as we go, just so that way we're not as, you know, because right now Warren Nolan does have the Purdue Boilermakers as the they're 25. Okay. But Ohio State is officially dead, so
you almost
won't
want to move Iowa
them
in.
Anymore.
Iowa, I think you need to put them on
yeah,
the watch.
I would definitely, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that. We're just going to go through again and try to get these.
Nebraska has an RPI of 22.
Really, I have 25 on mine, so that's interesting. Are you on Warren Nolan where it updates live?
No, I'm on D1.
Oh,
you need me to go to, Warren
Nolan.
I pull
Warren Nolan because theirs is pulled live. So, well, it doesn't matter. Close enough. Sunbelt, I'm sticking obviously with Louisiana. Their RPI is 51.
They took two of three very, very good Southern Miss team.
Yeah. Big 12. What do we do with the Big 12? Because Oklahoma's in first place, but we're assuming they're going to, they're still going to be in first place regardless of result with Texas tonight. But, West Virginia is playing really good ball this weekend. But again, that was Baylor. Texas Tech gets swept by Kansas.
By Kansas.
So I mean,
I think what happened to UCF? What did UCF do? I think they
UCF,
lost, right?
They lost their series.
I think you need to move them out.
Yeah, we'll go over those at larges for now. I'm just trying to figure out.
Still Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Okay.
Yeah,
who'd
still
they
Arizona.
This weekend?
BYU.
Who'd Oklahoma State sweep this weekend? That's
BYU.
Right.
They did a Thursday-Friday doubleheader. You almost forgot that they dominated, too. I think they only – it was like 12-5, 11-5, and 17.
Do you want to stick with Arizona, who lost their series this weekend and is now tied
I think you switch it to Oregon
Utah.
State. I think you switch it to Oregon State.
I'm kind of open to Utah, man. I know it's – I mean, because Utah is in first place. Have they played Oregon State yet?
Oregon State took two of three from them.
Okay, so if they took two of three from them, and that'll. But you said Utah played Oregon State. Oh wait, there we go.
Arizona State this weekend, or plays Arizona this weekend.
Yeah, Oregon State. We're gonna put them as the conference champion for now. All right, so that puts them at an RPI of 12. Wow, their RPI jumped up quick. Damn. Or is that when they play them?
Oregon State's going to be an interesting conversation with us.
Yeah. Clemson, I think, should remain as the ACC's top dog.
Yeah.
They take two of three.
They win the consolation prize with A&M.
Right.
A&M's actually in third right now.
I think we obviously stick with A&M. Yeah. No, that is weird, but do you want to stick with them as our conference champion?
Yeah, because I think that they're still our number one.
Yeah, I agree. And Arkansas is right there, too. And, I mean, Arkansas might win the regular season. But we're projecting auto bid.
Actually,
so
Kentucky's in first right now.
I would think A&M would win.
Yeah, Kentucky's actually in first right
Kentucky
now. Just
is.
A weird.
Yeah.
They're a weird team.
The SEC is the SEC. All right, so let's do our regional hosts. I think we obviously stick with College Station as our one with A&M. I like keeping the two with Knoxville and Tennessee. Fayetteville with three. I will say I was talking, Jake, to someone that was on the that helps with the collection committee a couple years ago. Again, this was 2 or 3 years ago. But they do really don't. They really don't like to have conferences stacked like this.
Yeah.
So, when I posed to him, I was like, "Hey, Clemson with an RPI of 4, Arkansas with an RPI of 3 says, well, if Clemson is your ACC champion, Arkansas is your not even playing for the conference championship team, right?" Clemson would jump them. I'm okay with right now because RPI for these guys is kind of stacked like this. I'm okay with leaving it at 4 just to keep it easy for now, but it's something for conversation for later. I think we need to definitely look at revisiting. I would like to pose the number 5 for Durham to become Tallahassee. Are you okay with that?
Yes. I was going
to
say.
What Florida State did this weekend to go to Durham and get it done. Plus, again, their RPI is high. So I like FSU.
You want to kick them to 6? You want to kick Duke to 6?
I was thinking about moving ECU up. I know that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Let's kick Duke to six. Let's just keep it. That makes most sense. Duke to six. I'll change the colors, obviously, once we – oh, I have to
type Duke. So then we need a new Tallahassee, new number nine.
Yeah, we'll get to them. I'm going to clear them out real quick.
Do you want to move them up to – I mean, I think Oregon State should move up, too, into a national scene.
Yeah, I agree. They should definitely be a super host. You want to move them to seven, just swap them with Kentucky? Because I think not that Kentucky's not worthy of a top eight, but I do think that they're starting to get exposed a little bit again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same as last year. But, I mean, that's not a slander to South Carolina. I do think that's a very good ball club, right? But
yeah,
to get run ruled today, I'm a little on edge with them and losing the series at home to Tennessee. Like, who is Kentucky's best series win? Jake, do you know it off the top of your head? Because I don't.
Bama?
I can look it up. Yeah, I think that's who I was thinking. I just want to make sure again.
Ole Miss, they swept Georgia. They swept Georgia. Georgia looked really good this weekend, I should say, even though they lost.
Yeah, wasn't that Georgia? Yeah, that Georgia was the first SEC weekend. Not to say that that's a difference, right? But, like, I do think maybe
they're 9-0 against Georgia, Ole Miss, and Bama, and that's two tournament teams. I mean, they're not S tier, but
I will say, I mean, when they win series, they sweep. So, like,
I like Oregon State at seven, though.
ECU, I think, needs to stay at eight as a national seed. Do we move Lexington to the nine then and make Kentucky here? Or do you want to move somebody down, like move North Carolina down?
I was thinking North Carolina down here could be cool. Did you want to swap Clemson and Knoxville? So that way we can kind of just say, hey, number one SEC, number one ACC. So that way we don't have to do it down the road. We just do it. Like, I mean, they played Missouri.
Do you think Tennessee should be above Arkansas, though? I would rather if we do that, we almost slot Arkansas to a four. I know that's nuts, but and I'll piss a lot of Arkansas fans off.
I mean, I think Florida's still pretty good.
Yeah, and I guess what do you value more, 2 of 3 at home against Florida or a sweep of Missouri at home? I think a sweep at home. You think so?
The way Florida's been playing,
I mean, yeah, fair. I say we just keep Knoxville at two for now. Clemson didn't sweep Louisville. Honestly, Jay, they were pretty close to losing that series if Louisville doesn't collapse on the first night. So I say we keep Clemson at four just for now. This will obviously take itself out. Oregon State at seven, ECU at eight. Is this where we want to put Kentucky at the nine with ECU? That could be a fun little super potential.
I would want to move. I think I want to move Kentucky down into like that.
Okay.
Where that Vandy is.
That's like fair. I don't hate that.
Like that 11.
Slot up then. I think Wake needs to fall a lot for this.
Yeah, Wake should almost be a two.
Yeah.
Vandy should almost be a two.
Yeah, so that's where again we're kind of entering a different ball game. I mean Indiana State, no offense to them, they don't deserve to be a nine. You could put Virginia here. Virginia continues to kind of I think we may have overreacted a little bit about making them a 15 last week, but I was going to say
Chapel Hill
to a nine.
I like Chapel Hill. They took 2 of 3.
Yeah, they did. Virginia Tech at home. Virginia won the series against North Carolina. That'd be fun though. That's a great regional. Chapel Hill. Let's do it. Chapel Hill.
Yeah, because remember Virginia did lose to Miami and that loss.
No, absolutely. I think that means.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. 100%. I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
In the home series,
you're fine with ECU at 8.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. 10. Irvine jumping up that high is probably too much. Is this where Kentucky goes, or do you want to make them fall to 11?
I was thinking 11.
Does Virginia go here then? And we almost just reward Virginia for a winning weekend. That's the thing. Like, I'm thinking about like teams that should be regional hosts, right? Like, when you look at RPI, I mean, that's obviously a big part of a lot of this normally.
I'm fine with that. Let's do Irvine here.
I like that. Oopsie. Problem with Irvine is they're not even winning the Big West right now. And that has me a little
Actually, yeah, let's do
concerned.
Vir would you think Virginia there and then Irvine at 11?
Irvine at 11 would be good, and I know this is awful, but I think having the possibility of Irvine Duke in a super regional might be the most attractive thing possible for the committee. I mean this in the kindest way possible. Irvine's not going to travel the
Yeah.
same amount, right, as like a Kentucky would to Durham, just purely because of distance. Not even like a slander
Yeah.
necessarily on the baseball fan base. Just so, yeah, we'll go Irvine here. I like that. Number 11. I spelled Irvine it wrong. 12. We've slotted Virginia up. Do we? This is where we do. We want to put Kentucky here then.
Yeah, we'll put Kentucky there. I like Kentucky there.
That'd be pretty fun. Kentucky, Florida State would be a
Yeah.
matchup that I think would be really fun for a super. I think we keep Indiana State where they were. I don't think we drop them.
I mean, I know they lost on Friday, but they ended up taking the series, right?
And I think their RPI is still 10.
Yeah, they're
So
fine
like,
there. So.
so that obviously clears. Let me clear out the teams that are been picked up. Again, I don't think we can put Wake as a regional host. I would love to entertain the thought of Georgia as a regional host. You got to see them in person, Jake. I really like them. Their
I like South
RPI is
Carolina more than
great.
Georgia. I think South
Okay,
Carolina should
no,
be the
that's
seed.
okay.
Yeah.
Do we mess around a little bit and put, do we do some shifting? I know it's annoying, but do we put Lexington at 11 with Kentucky? 12, we go Terre Haute with Indiana State. 13, we go South Carolina and we move Irvine back to 14.
I like that. I'm fine with that.
Because I think we're, again, not that they look for the greatest super regional pairings, but I mean, I think
They
South
do try and
Carolina.
avoid, yeah. I'm fine with that. I think that honestly, I mean, as an SEC bias kind of guy, I think South Carolina is a better team than Irvine, but Irvine definitely is more deserving. They got to put a West Coast team.
So then 12, let's put, where are they going to put a 12 again? Crap. Crap. Who did I just say needs to go 12? Who was just with Clemson? Oh, Terre Haute. That's right. Sorry.
South Carolina. Have you put South Carolina somewhere?
Yeah, I put him in
Indiana
13 with
State. Yeah.
Clemson. So, 12. Oop.
That would be a good super regional.
And that's part of it too, is like, I
Yeah.
think that them at the 12 makes sense. Like, because again, their RPI is behind ISU. I mean, as much as I do think South Carolina might even be better than Kentucky, like if I said, let's play that game right now, I do think that you have to take factor in RPI, and Kentucky's RPI is number three. So, like, you kind of have to don't drop them too far.
I'm fine with Oklahoma State at 16 still. I know that they swept
Yeah,
BYU
no,
this weekend,
I agree.
but I think that they're fine there.
Really, all we need is the 15. Who do we want to put at the 15?
How many SEC teams do we have right now currently?
One, two, three, four, five,
Wait,
right?
five. How many? Eight? ACC.
Five as well, right?
I
One,
think that
two.
that's probably a good number for both of them.
Yeah, I
What would you
agree.
think about a Louisiana, like a Raging Cajun one?
Problem with Louisiana is their RPI is not very good. Like, and I mean, like, when I say not very good, I mean, like, ETSU has a higher RPI than Louisiana.
But here's kind of the
So
counterpoint
I
to that
don't.
is they're 17 and 4 in the Sun Belt. They're far and away the best team in the Sun Belt, and the Sun Belt is realistically the third or fourth best conference. I think that that's going to be they're going to I mean it was Coastal. I think Coastal was going to be the Sun Belt host, but I think since Louisiana's running away with the Sun Belt, that it would be them.
So my counterpoint to that, Jake, is Louisiana played all their Sun Belt series pretty much at home,
Yeah.
and of the three they have, they've lost three games in those series, and they've only lost four conference games. And they go to Troy this weekend, They go to Georgia Southern the following weekend. Like, I'm not saying that they're not going to win the Sun Belt, but I don't know if they're going to do their RPI a ton of favors. And if you have an RPI of 52, which is what it's currently at, with ETSU, of course, at 51, I just don't see how you can necessarily put them in there.
Is if it's not them.
I would rather put Coastal there, unfortunately. I don't want to, but I would consider Coastal.
But they just got swept.
Oh, I agree. No, they did. And I agree. I'm just saying, like, purely just based off of the RPI and all of that stuff. Like, or even, I mean, this is nuts, but, like, JMU's RPI is a better chance. I have no idea if San Diego could host, but I'd be open to them or UCSB hosting and getting another California school.
I mean, realistically, it's Arizona.
DBU here, their RPI is
13. I don't think they're gonna. They would have to get on a very
The highest RPI team right now, Jake, that's not hosting is Georgia at 9.
I was gonna say
next would be DBU at 13.
The four that I wrote down that I think outside, if you're gonna make me not do UL. Is Arizona, who just lost a series, OU, who just lost a series, Georgia, who just lost a series, and then NC State.
If we think Nebraska is going to win the Big Ten, right, do we want to consider them as a host? Because they're 25 right now. And we could, we could do Oklahoma State up to the 15 because their RPI is higher, and I think the Big 12 deserves more value of a conference championship. And then you bump Nebraska to the 16.
I like that. I could live with that.
Because I don't think anyone with an RPI outside the top 25 right now can be considered a host at this time.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
We'll do that then. Let's do Stillwater. Do we consider Oklahoma State to go to all the way up to the 14 where Irvine is? Because their RPI is higher. And again, do we value the Big 12 over? Okay. I think Oklahoma State, Arkansas would be a super fun super though. We'll do it. That's fine. We'll just bump them up.
I kind of like that. You've convinced me.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just think it's their RPI is higher. The Big 12 is a better conference than the Big West this season, and most season for that matter. But, you know, Oklahoma State at the 14. They did sweep this weekend, right? So that we're going to reward them for that. I know it was BYU, but a lot of these teams lost series weekends in the top 25. So I don't know if you struggled in your top 25, Jake, but I haven't done it yet. I need to submit mine. We'll do that afterwards, and we'll just ask for forgiveness later, right?
I like Irvine.
And then again, the 16 here would be Lincoln with Nebraska, which again, I think if Nebraska could somehow win their region and then go to Texas A&M, Jake, I'd be really jealous of you. That'd be a super fun. Super
and it'd be another Trev Albert scenario. I had a few A&M fans. I didn't even think about that. But I had a few A&M.
Yeah.
A bunch of A&M fans were like, yeah, we're going to play Nebraska in every sport until the end of time. I really like that one.
I think it's super funny that we had Columbia and Carolina Blue here because that's where Indiana State was. It's like, well, there is a Columbia.
Yeah, the university. Yeah, Columbia to Columbia.
Let's try to organize these colors as much as possible. So that way we're a little more organized. Let's make this blue. That's not the right blue for UVA. Let's try to make it a little more similar.
That is not the right blue for UVA.
Yeah, the problem is this thing only gives you so much. I was hoping to be closer. That's better.
That's a good one. And then Clemson. Clemson's pretty close. I feel like they're just as long as you don't do the purple.
Yeah, I'll probably just make this purple just so that way it looks a little more good enough. All right, cool. So those are obviously our 16 for everyone that's doing listening format, right? College Station's the 1, 2 Knoxville, 3 Fayetteville, 4 Clemson, 5 is now Tallahassee, 6 is Durham. I need to change their colors too. 7 is Oregon State and Corvallis, 8 is Greenville with ECU, 9 is Chapel Hill with Carolina. North Carolina, sorry, I forgot we have South Carolina listeners too. 10, Charlottesville, Virginia. 11, Lexington with Kentucky. 12 is Terre Haute with ISU. 13 is Columbia with the other Carolina, South Carolina. 14 is Stillwater and Oklahoma State. 15, Irvine. with obviously UC Irvine, and then welcome back to the chat, the 16 seed Lincoln and Nebraska. So Noah gets a regional in his little backyard too.
Let's go ahead and do the obvious one first that you know, as Florida, you know, we said it was a little bit too premature last weekend, but FAMU to Tallahassee.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think with Omaha being in right now, we have to send them. I know it makes sense to send them to Nebraska, but their RPI is almost 300, so they have to go to College Station. Like, it would be, that'd be the biggest tragedy in the history of this stupid realignment stuff of regionality. I understand Omaha would be a 30-minute bus trip right over to Nebraska and Lincoln, but like, you can't reward the 16 seed with the worst team in the field. That would be the most ridiculous thing I've ever.
Yeah, they would have to get a tough two and a tough three for it to even out.
And it's not like Omaha is that far, you know, to College Station. Like, that's what probably if you mean, if they're flying, it's not a very far flight. And if it's drive, then it's probably less than 12 hours. So I'm just going to.
Last weekend, we had Tennessee Tech as the two. Do you want to slot Morehead State there? Or do you want to send Morehead State to Kentucky?
I think that's what I'm going to do. Right now, Wagner makes sense just to go back to Knoxville. Just their seeding there. Now that Tennessee Tech is obviously not in the chat. And I think Wright State's a little too high to send them there, personally. Like, it's that close. But, yeah, let's send Morehead to Kentucky. That kind of just makes sense. So I'll get rid of them. Oops, my least favorite thing is just scrolling too fast. Three seeded Arkansas. Do they get? Is there somebody here that makes sense for them to get?
I mean, Niagara
too high. Would Grand Canyon be probably too high? Probably. Let's just give them the next highest seed, which is actually technically Wright State. Yeah, let's give them Niagara. I feel like they'll fall more with Niagara or Army. You can give them either or. Which one entices you more, Army or Niagara to Fayetteville? Which one do you want?
Niagara, I think.
Okay. I keep spelling Niagara wrong, I think, but Niagara. I don't know. That's definitely not right. I have no idea how to spell Niagara, guys. All right. Clemson, I think, has to get USC Upstate. I know they're a little bit higher on the thing, but they're right there.
Well, would you rather put them there or to Columbia? Because you have both.
Oh, yeah, good call. Upstate to Columbia, because they're Upstate's high enough up in the thing. Plus, then there's two South Carolinas in this game, USC Columbia and USC Upstate. My mouse.
You could do Sanford. What do you want to do, Sanford? Yeah. That's another one of those southern schools.
Yeah, let's look at, we got Niagara. Let's look to where we should put Wright State and Bryant, because those are the two next highest seeds. So let's go Bryant right here.
Where is Bryant again?
Rhode Island. And then we'll put Wright State here. The Wright State to Terre Haute could make some sense too.
Yeah.
But we'll just put them here for now. None of these are too ridiculously far. We need to get Army too. Army gets sent out pretty much anywhere because they're military. Do we send them to Corvallis? Does that make sense? Or does like a Fresno State need to go there?
But Fresno, I think State a Fresno State.
Do you think Fresno? Oh, yeah, there's still Grand Canyon available too. Let's send Grand Canyon there. Or who's got a worse RPI? I'm assuming it's Fresno. Yeah, let's send Fresno.
Yeah. There.
And then we can send Grand Canyon to Irvine. You good with that?
Yeah.
Grand Canyon, Irvine. Grand Canyon. All right. We still got to get Army. Does Army to ECU make sense? Greenville's not too far from Fayetteville, which is one of the bigger military bases. Let's just send them there. I think that would be fun. Army and ECU were in the same regional last year. They didn't actually ever meet, though.
Or Army Chapel Hill. I think Columbia Chapel Hill feels.
Yeah, that one sounds kind of fun. Yeah, Bryant. Sorry, I just want to have another, you know, debacle where we miss somebody. So then Columbia to UNC makes some sense. I think VCU to Virginia also makes sense.
Yeah.
So VCU here, and then this would be Columbia. Unless you want to put the nerd schools together, but North Carolina is a good academic school too. So
yeah, it's not stick with it.
Bowling Green to Terre Haute just makes way too much sense.
Yeah,
that's not a very far trip. So that takes care of that. That means we got to just find something for Oklahoma State. Lamar seems too high, in my opinion, for them. What do you think on that?
Oh, do Fresno State.
We did them already. I just haven't checked.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Samford could make some sense there. Louisiana Tech. Is that?
I don't think they're a four.
I don't think so, but I mean, I think Wilmington's a three. You've got Samford, Kennesaw State. Samford, Kennesaw State, and Louisiana Tech are the three highest RPI teams left. And we've got two spots. And when we talk regionality, and I think there is some benefit. I think the SoCon is higher rated right now than the Conference USA. So I think Samford's RPI has a better chance of going up.
Yeah, I don't know why. You could
put Louisiana Tech at Nebraska and then put Kennesaw State at Oklahoma State, but
do you want to do some shuffling? Just because I feel like Samford has to go to like an SEC regional.
No, I agree. Let's see. Yeah. Where's the high? The 13 is.
It's just Kentucky. Kentucky's what screws this up. Yeah, they're not really like a Southern team.
And I don't think Samford should be paired with, you know, North Carolina, let's say.
Yeah, or Bryant.
Yeah, or even South Carolina for that matter. Now, if we made Wofford our SoCon champion, who could arguably be that, then that would make sense for Columbia. But then you got, what are you going to do with Upstate?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same animal. I mean, again, I'm willing to say that I think that Louisiana Tech, we're picking them to win the Conference USA. Like, Conference USA is worse than the SoCon. And the A-Sun is also worse than the SoCon. I think there's some value in we're predicting forward, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're trying to think future. Like,
I think Louisiana Tech is a... I like Louisiana Tech.
At Nebraska?
Yeah.
Send them there. And then Kennesaw State. Because if not, it would be Jacksonville. And I mean, not that you would want a regionality, because we could reshuffle from there. But I think Kennesaw State here makes some sense.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can – let's just look at it real quick. And
there's
see
no way we could do Bryant to Stillwater, UC Upstate to Clemson,
we and move
Kennesaw
some
to...
things around. Actually, I'll make an executive decision here. I know this is nuts.
No, you're fine.
Upstate.
I here. Like that. That's a good one, yeah.
Upstate
I think
here.
That solves a lot of issues.
Kennesaw State here, and then I know this is nuts, but I've been told directly that these military schools get the benefit of the doubt to travel a little more likely, Army to Stillwater.
I like that. That's a pretty good one.
We're kind of covering it. I think Samford being the three seed in Knoxville makes sense. Like they need to be given a tough, you know, spot there. So that takes care of Samford. What do we want to do with UConn? I think would be the next team we need to look at, and Lamar.
I think Lamar's a three in A&M.
Lamar's
that
a three
feels,
at A&M.
That feels like a lock.
Okay.
They're either going to be a four or a three in A&M.
Okay. What do we want to do with UConn? Is UConn a three at Clemson?
Because
their RPI is around the same as Lamar. So if we're going to kind of look at it that way, or do we want to put UNCW at Clemson? But I think if you win the CAA, though, you're a little bit higher.
Would you put them to North Carolina, UNCW?
Or ECU? Or Duke? I like UNCW at Duke.
Yeah, I like that. I was going to say, I feel like ECU, that like an SEC ACC team is going to have to go there, like one of those. Yeah.
No,
I know that they're like a Louisville as a three, Georgia as a two type thing.
So then do we want to put UConn at Clemson?
I'm okay with that. Is there a more northern one?
Not really. I mean, like, unless you want to give Indiana State them, but I mean, that's or
Or
Virginia
Char
maybe.
Virginia.
I think the Big East is pretty good. Let's do that. I
Yeah,
like that.
yeah.
Give them a little bit easier of a path, I
Yeah.
guess. Okay, so that takes care of all of that, which is good. We gotta get Louisiana somewhere. They're kind of obviously in the chat here. Ooh, I went. I just go backwards. I did. Oops, that was weird. But we need to get Louisiana somewhere. We also got to get San Diego.
Louisiana, I think, is going to be a two, though.
So,
And San Diego is going to be a
yeah,
two.
no, because we're predicting them to win. Yeah, their RPI is not great. Yeah, San
Do you
Diego.
want to put.
What are your thoughts on San Diego as the two in Corvallis?
I was going to say that because I think Portland was going to go there before. I really like that. And then Louisiana. I mean, do you like them as a two in College Station? I know that that would put no power teams in that regional outside
Would
of A&M, but
that I
I mean,
almost
that would
lean
balance
throwing them.
out Lamar because I mean, because UL was in the conversation to be a host, so I think that in my head they're around 20. That would even out kind of that regional a little bit more. It makes
Do you
sense
think it's, do you think there's
geographically.
a
I think
lot
it's
of, do you think there's a lot of uproar though? Do you, I'm asking you, like, legitimately, do you think there's a lot of up, like, it's like if we think they were almost a fringe host, do you make them the two at Oklahoma State?
But I mean, Lamar's—they like to have balance.
True, and their RPI is kind of brutal. Like their
Yeah,
RPI is not great. Yeah, I like that. Let's do that. Louisiana. I think I spelled
and they
Louisiana
played
wrong.
there before. They were.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good call. All right, so we got obviously that taken care of.
I
What
did have a
else?
crazy idea.
Let's hear
If
it.
TCU has the three in College Station.
Let's look at those visits of who's last four in when we get to there. I kind of want to try
Yeah.
to get rid of these
Yeah.
as quick as
Oh, Indiana State,
possible.
you
We
need to
got
blur
LSU.
out. Yeah. And ECU. All three of
Yeah.
those you need to blur
Air
out.
Volume, we got to get blur out. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're not missing anybody because I want to go through
Yeah.
these multiple bid leagues too. We got
We have
Clemson,
A&M and
we
Clemson.
got A&M. Okay, I think that's
Did we
all the
put St.
conference
Yeah.
champions.
Okay. We're good there.
Yeah, we're good on all the conference champions. So now to the multiple bid leagues and try to get some locks in. The Big East was the first one we had pop up as a multi-bid league.
Well, do you want to do SEC, ACC first?
Let's
We
do
can get
that.
that out of
Yeah,
the
let's do
way.
that. Let's
Yeah.
get that out of the way. That's a good call. So we already got our hosts all locked up. We
Oh, do
took
you want to
Vandy off the list.
uncross out
Yeah.
the locks? Yeah.
Yeah. Any differences on these locks, though? I think they're all still the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
We got
Bama.
to get Vandy, Georgia. Does Georgia? I can't put them with South Carolina. That's the problem. Does Georgia and Nebraska make sense?
I was going to say either Vandy, I mean, I said it earlier, but Georgia to East Carolina makes a lot of sense. Or Georgia to Chapel Hill.
I like that. Let's do or I, you know what? I think Georgia is going to get more of a benefit of the doubt. I said we put him in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I like that.
Also, Charlie Condon hitting at the dish. Oh, Monty's going to be watching a lot of bombs. Oh my goodness. That was my favorite thing, Jake. When I was there on Tuesday, I took a picture of the. I wanted to see if I was taller than the outfield wall, and I learned I am indeed. That outfield wall is 6 feet tall. So,
So you're taller than it.
line drives are 40 yards.
ECU Vandy or Chapel Hill Vandy?
So I really do think that Vandy might be like that, like would make sense to be the team that gets sent to like Nebraska. We got to send somebody to be the two seed at Nebraska, and it's got to be somebody that was just on the cusp of hosting. And I think Vandy might be that team.
State. I think State's a lot closer to hosting than we like to give them credit for.
I mean, I agree. I was kind of leaning Mississippi State maybe getting sent to Oklahoma State, but I'm down to look elsewhere. You know, honestly, Georgia or Vandy, who do you like better? Who do you think is a better team? Or who would have be a
Vandy.
higher seed? Okay.
I think
Vandy's going to
Vandy.
Charlottesville. That's going to make Virginia fans, makes me cringe because obviously those national title runs back in 14, 15. And we're going to put Georgia here with your
Yeah,
original
I like
idea of
that.
Chapel Hill. I like that. So then Mississippi State to Nebraska.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. All right. Make the Oma dogs now be the Lincoln dogs, even though the Lincoln Salt Dogs are an actual professional or semi-professional or whatever they call them team. All right. So that takes care of that. We need to get Alabama, and that would take care of our locks in the SEC. Alabama to Clemson? Or is
Or
that too much of it?
Alabama to Durham.
Ooh, I like that. Alabama to Durham. I like that. All right. So that takes care of the SEC locks. Let's just make sure we have the right amount of teams. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm just going to go back to making these numbers seem accurate. ACC now. We got to get Wake Forest. That was one of our hosts. I'll delete these later, but just that way we can just
Yeah.
go quicker.
Well,
Wake Forest,
do
we
you
need to
want to move
get someone.
LSU off the bubble because they took 2 of 3?
I'm down to. I like this LSU team. I do. I'm down to put them in. Let's find a place for
I think
them.
there's still a 3.
You think so? Okay, if you think there's still a three, let's hold off for a second then. Because
Okay.
let's get NC State and them taken care of. Because I think NC
Yeah.
State and Wake are for sure twos. So where
Yeah.
do we want to put NC State? Is NC State, South Carolina, if you ask NC State fans, Jake, is very repetitive. It feels like it's always happening. So I'm
Or
kind of down
Wake?
to
Did
put
you want to do
NC.
Wake, South Carolina? Because Wake was a French ho. I
That's
think
what I was
Wake's
going to say.
higher.
Wake Forest here, and then South Carolina, or excuse me, NC State to ECU, because it'd be fun,
I
toxic
like
as
that.
all get out.
They ECU hates NC State almost as
Yeah.
much as.
Yeah. So that takes care of that. I kind of want to enter Georgia Tech in the group chat of a lock, but again, if we're holding off on LSU, we need
Yeah,
to hold
I
off
think
on
that
them too.
they're a 3. I mean,
Yeah, there are three. So then let's go down to the Pac-12. Is Oregon still a lock in our eyes?
yeah, hold on. Yeah, I think Oregon is. But do you want to do Arizona first?
Oh yeah, we need to get Arizona in there too because they weren't on this list.
Yeah.
Oops. Arizona, does that make sense to be the two in Irvine?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let's do that. And then Oregon, is Oregon a two in your eyes? Because if you do think Oregon is a two, I think Oregon has to be sent across the country somewhere. And I don't hate the idea because I still am not very high on Oregon. I think Oregon as the two to Knoxville just makes sense because I know this is
Yeah.
not fair to Tennessee fans, but you've got Samford and Wagner as your other two
I
teams.
like that, yeah.
Like you're getting a very friendly three and four. So,
Yes.
and even then, I still am not sold on Oregon. So, okay. So that takes care of those guys. That's three in the Pac-12. Let's go to the Big 12 locks. Are we still locking up OU, Texas Tech, WVU, and K-State? Texas Tech's
Texas.
kind of, yeah.
And
I
Kansas
still
State
think
to
that
some
they're
extent.
in. What's Texas Tech's RPI right now, Jake? I haven't looked to see how far they fell. They are 40, so I say we move them to the bubble.
Yep.
I say we move Texas Tech to the bubble. So then let's get them out of here. So we have K-State, West Virginia, OU.
OU.
What would you say? OU, West Virginia, and K-State, are they all two seeds in your eyes?
Let me see. I think K-State lost this weekend.
I actually did not pay attention. They're under 500 in Big 12 play now, so I wouldn't be surprised. They lost 2 of 3 at TCU, so I still think they're in though. Their RPI is at 31. They're 26 and 17.
Yeah.
So I think they're still a lock. Maybe they're not a two seed though. So let's do OU first. We know they are a two seed. I feel good about them being a two. Does OU as a two seed in Tallahassee make sense?
Yeah, they've been
Or
there before as a two
sending them
seed.
to Kentucky if you think they're a little bit higher?
Arkansas is pretty close.
Is that too high, though? Is that a punishment to Arkansas to get Oklahoma, the potential Big 12 champion?
Yeah, I guess that is. But
I think Oklahoma to Kentucky kind of makes some sense.
I like that, yeah.
I know future Big 12 or Big 12, geez, SEC matchup. All right. And then who else are we missing? That's also a lock. West Virginia.
I like
West
West
Virginia,
Virginia.
Terre Haute.
Yeah.
That way they're not going back to Lexington again.
Yeah.
Locks them up there. All right. So those are those three. I mean, Is Coastal Carolina a two? And if so, why are they going to Clemson?
Dude, I don't know what to do with Coastal. That's a bad
loss. Yeah, because they're bad in Sun Belt, but their RPI is top 25. And, like, Jake, I don't like to talk too much about other publications, but I do like to, like, you know, check and see what other people yeah. are thinking. Everyone had Coastal as a host last weekend.
Yeah, I did think that.
So I think Stillwater? Putting them here at Clemson, I think.
Yeah, we'll put them there, yeah. Coastal.
All right, so Coastal going to Clemson. That makes the Sun Belt a for sure two-bid league. I'm starting to hop on Troy, but I don't know if they're a two seed. Oh, we got to get UCSB. They are definitely a two seed.
Yeah.
Do we want to send them to Oklahoma State or FSU? Because that's the only two. We have those two spots. I mean, we can move.
I like Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Okay, I think so, too. Their RPI is really high. Like they're technically RPI-wise, they're a host. So,
but do they have a higher RPI than San Diego?
Yeah, they're like 14 in the RPI, I think.
Yeah.
UCSB's RPI is 17.
Yeah, I like them there then.
So we'll put them there. I like that. All right. I'm just trying to scroll through and see who we're missing. None of those teams should host. DBU should probably be a two. DBU to Arkansas as the two.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, obviously, we're not projecting them to win the Sun Belt or Conference USA, excuse me, but you know their RPI is the 19.
So we need one more two seed.
Yeah, we need one more two seed with FSU. This is where I'd be very intrigued to visit. Yeah, I don't actually know who I want to visit right now.
Texas.
I don't
their RPI is really bad.
I don't think we can visit them just yet. I would almost visit like Florida, whose RPI is at 22. I know that's nuts, but like Florida's, because Texas is what, 4 games above 500? Oh no, they're more than that. Sorry, they're 8 games above 500. Yeah, Florida again, RPI is much higher. I'm not saying they should be at two. I'm just simply saying like if we're gonna look at that route. Have we?
Where do we put NC State?
We put NC State. Where do we put them again? We put them in Greenville.
Oh yeah. I just want to make sure we got them in.
Do we circle back? Cause does K-State go here? Or TCU? If we think they took the series against Kansas State, their RPI is 37. They're 10 games above 500, obviously, overall.
They're just so far down in the Big 12 standings.
I know.
It's like, it's weird because I almost have the same argument with Texas Tech and TCU is that Texas has a bad RPI but higher in the Big 12. TCU is the inverse of that.
Yeah, because like, so I'm looking at right now trying to see like RPIs. The highest RPI team that's not a one through a two right now is Florida at 22. Next,
We had Virginia Tech last weekend. They're out.
Yeah, they're out. 27. So I'm just going to read you the top 40 who aren't two seeds. We've got 22 Florida, 27 Ole Miss, 30 James Madison, 31 K State, 32 UCF, 35 Xavier, 36 Northeastern, 37 TCU, 38 Virginia Tech, 39 Maryland, 40 Texas Tech.
I'm fine with Kansas State there. I don't like it, but I think that that's where it's going to have to live.
Yeah, I don't love it. Do we maybe throw Kansas State to Arkansas and move DBU because their RPI is higher at Florida State?
Yeah, I like that.
Or send Oregon there, or do Oregon to Florida State and Kansas State to Tennessee.
I could live with that.
Oregon to Florida State, Kansas State to Tennessee?
Yeah.
That you're thinking? Okay.
Yes.
I like that too. I think I like the poop on Oregon, I think the third best team in the Pac-12 is better than the fourth or fifth best team in the Big 12 when both conferences are down this year. So that completes our 2-1-3-2, which is great. We've completed a couple regionals, obviously, already with College Station and Knoxville taken care of. So
there's two easy ones. I think we should get out of the way. I said it last week, and then we changed it around, but LSU to ECU as a three. Not in a last four sense, just there.
Oh, that regional is insane, dude. Those tickets would be, there might be, it might be $1,000 to get into the door.
Yeah.
Honestly. I just want to make sure I don't see a better spot for it, but I don't. So yeah, let's do it. The only other spot I would say is Oklahoma State, but honestly, let's do it. Let's do it to Greenville. That is insane, but
TCU to
let's
Arkansas.
do it. All right, hold on.
It's
I'm
a
trying to catch up on the
redemption for Hagan
conference.
Smith in Arkansas. They were three last year.
TCU to Arkansas.
Or do you want to do
As...
TCU as a three to A&M? I think that that's kind of where TCU lives, is in one of those two. And then
What are
we
your
flip.
thoughts? What are your thoughts on TCU to Corvallis?
I think that that's too high for them.
Okay.
I like
I just
Texas to Corvallis, though.
You like Texas more than TCU, Jake. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll believe you. I you watch way more Big 12 baseball than I do. So, and I
I
like
like
Texas
Texas
there.
there.
Does Texas
T
and
I
Lincoln though? Texas, we thought fringe two with them, but their RPI held them back. Just sending Texas to Lincoln, punishing Nebraska with the toughest regional of all time because we really don't think they are that worthy of a regional host. What's
I
gonna down
don't
the
know,
VWAC?
because then you can't do. It's got to be some Big 12 team then that
Is
goes out
there
there.
gonna be a an uproar that TCU is back in Fayetteville again?
Let's do Lamar. Let's
They
do.
do like to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Let's
I
do
know that.
Lamar to Arkansas and then TCU to College Station.
I like that. I like that. Poor A&M's getting a somewhat difficult regional. Lamar is not a last four.
Because you got to remember, though, even though, although I do like Texas in the Lincoln Regional, because then that would
I
set
want
up
to
a
do it.
Texas,
Let's do it. Yeah,
that would set
let's
up a
do it.
Texas, Texas A&M Super Regional if Texas rolled through.
That and again, I think you and I are in the same boat, Jake, that
Yeah.
Texas's RPI is killing them, but we think that they are much better than their RPI, and their
They're
RPI is
better than they
only
lead on.
going to
So,
get
would
better.
you want to do
Like honestly,
Texas?
Texas might be. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Texas Tech to to Oregon State.
Let's see. Let me just get caught up, make sure we're all good on the amount of teams each conference has before I get too far ahead of myself. One, two, three, four, five, six. On to six. Texas Tech. My only pushback with Texas Tech is, are we considering them a potential last four in? Are we locking them? I'm down to lock them. Are they a
I mean,
lock
we
in your
had
book?
them as a fringe two,
That's
like
true.
from two to
No, you're
three,
right.
and they got swept this weekend.
Let's do it. Yeah,
So,
Texas Tech to I like that. That's a good call. Texas Tech out there. They could also go to Irvine if we wanted to move them up, but I think we hold off on that for now. That puts the Big 12 at seven. I think we got to get
what do you
Troy.
want to
I
do,
think we got to
Georgia?
get Troy. I think we got to get
I was
Troy
gonna say
coming.
Georgia Tech before we did Troy.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Georgia Tech. Problem with that with Georgia Tech is a
There's just
lot of
not a
these
lot of
ACC.
spots for him anymore. That
Yeah,
was why
that's
I wanted to
ACC.
get him out of the way now.
It's a good call. Does Georgia?
Lexington?
I was gonna say Terre Haute. One of those two.
I was gonna say like a SEC bubble, like an Ole Miss or a Florida, and we can discuss LSU and Florida.
Yeah, because we have to get an SEC somewhere, so that makes sense. That's a
Yeah.
good call. ACC's got to go here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Georgia Tech goes there. We got to get Troy though. I do think Troy is a tournament team, and I don't think they're even a last four in situation. Troy to Florida State. That makes sense to you?
Yeah. Have we done Alabama yet?
I thought we did. We may have accidentally missed them. I think no. Yeah, we did. They're in Durham.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, do we send Troy to Columbia? I'm really high on Troy, and then a
Troy's
last
pretty
four to
close to
Florida.
Tallahassee. Troy is pretty close to Tallahassee, though.
It is. You're right. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do Troy. And their RPI is still pretty high. They're right there with ETSU in the 50s.
Yeah, we've done DBU.
Done them. I just want to get the Sun Belt. That's three Sun Belt. I think that might be it though for the Sun Belt, honestly.
Yeah.
Cal fell off with their series loss to Stanford this weekend, so I think we can
Yeah.
eliminate one. Utah, I do think, needs to be considered still.
Yeah, I was going to say Utah.
We had Louisville in as the last four. What are our feelings on Louisville? Their RPI is still really bad.
Did they win this weekend or lose this weekend?
They took that 1-3 with Clemson at home.
I think you almost want to leave them in as like a last four type scenario.
Is Florida? Are you feeling better about Florida after Arkansas?
I do. I know that I shouldn't, but
does Florida to Terre Haute make sense? Or are we still saying they're a last four in?
I think they're a last four in.
Okay.
Well, do you want to do Utah first?
Oh yeah. Do we think Utah? I mean, Utah's an RPI of 59. That's the only flaw. Their RPI is very high. But their Pac-12 record's really good.
That's why I was going to say Utah.
About the Pac-12, because they have three teams. Are they a four bid league this year?
I think it's a four bid league. Okay. I think that's a good spot for them, because it would have been Cal, but Cal kind of fell off.
How many teams do the Big Ten needs to have? Because the Big Ten currently only has one.
One, but they're a bid stealer league. Does the Big East get more? We haven't put in a Big East. Xavier lose this
Xavier's
weekend?
Got to be in. We got to get. I don't think so. Let me see. Their RPI is 35, so they went up. They did lose a series to St. John's. So, the Big East is a mess. I gotta make this correct though. We'll just stick with the one Big East for now. We'll look.
That's what's crazy is all those four teams. Like, I think are tournament worthy, but they all have like a knock against them.
Do you think Charleston could get in as a large? Is it a two bid SoCon?
I like Charleston. Well, here, scroll up. What's Clemson? You want to put them at Clemson?
That's potentially a last four. Let's hold off on that for a second. I do like that idea, but
I think Coastal's a last four.
Okay, I think Florida. I think I've talked to myself verbally that Florida is a lock, or not a lock, but like not a last four. So Florida to Terre Haute.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Because again, it sets up a Florida State super.
Or do you? Ooh, good call. All right, so Florida is in. That bumps the SEC to 10 teams.
I like 10 because I don't. I think Ole Miss is in the last.
I agree.
How many spots do we have left? Are we in our last four yet?
No, we got. I think we have five spots. Let me just make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we have five spots left.
I think we should do college.
Louisville, if they were to get in, they would be a last four.
I like College of Charleston. I like them as an at-large last four.
I know I'm biased, but I almost feel like SoCon is a two-bid over the CAA. I think I'd go Xavier over Charleston. I think.
I don't know. I kind of like Charleston and Clemson.
So are you saying, who do you feel? Do you think the CAA is better than the Big East? That's actually, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. Let me look at the RPI rankings.
Yeah.
Which conference is higher? The Big East is much higher than the CAA.
Yeah, then we'll do. Much. Yeah, I like that then.
So then we'll put Xavier in Columbia.
Yeah.
Or do we send Xavier across the... No, because, fuck. No, I have an idea. All right. Xavier here. Utah's in. Let's go Utah to Stillwater. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Am I missing something? I just want to make sure. 1, 2. Okay. We're on our last four. So last four in. Utah, and we'll send them to Stillwater. We could send them to Chapel Hill too, but for now, let's try to keep it somewhat regional. Hold on. Let me just get caught up here. That's
You said Florida's in, right?
Yes. Big East is two. And then we just put in Utah. So that's four for the Pac-12. I kind of want to try to get the Big Ten with the second team. I really do. I do think, honestly, I'm open to a conversation of Notre Dame in over Louisville. Notre Dame has a worse overall and conference record, but their RPI is much higher, and I think Notre Dame's playing really good baseball. And Notre Dame's remaining schedule is Pitt, Toledo, and then at Louisville, which I think they could win all of those series.
Here's the problem is that with the Big Ten is all the teams that you would want to put in that have the resumes, like Rutgers and Maryland.
Their Big Ten records are brutal.
They're ahead of Purdue. They're ahead of...
I mean, Purdue's RPI is getting to the point where they could legitimately get in with an at-large. Like, their RPI is... I mean, I know Maryland's a higher RPI, but, like, Purdue's got a better record, and their RPI is in the 60s. Let me see if there's any Sun Belt teams that we could potentially... that I'm just skipping over. I mean, James Madison might honestly need to be re-talked about. They're 11-10 in conference. Did they win this weekend? I don't know if they did or not.
Coastal's 14 and I mean that they if UNCW is
Alabama,
so if UNCW is such a log.
Oh, we've missed Southern Miss. We got to get Southern Miss somewhere.
They lost this weekend. I think that they're a last four.
Okay, that's perfect.
No. Like they're Ole Miss and Southern Miss. I think are in the last four out.
Oh, interesting. So you think the Sun Belt's only a two-bid league? I think the Sun Belt or three-bid league. I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, but here's the issue. I think is if UNCW they're at 48, Charleston's at 50. Uh-huh. Charleston has a better record. They have the same CAA record. Charleston's RPI shot up 14 over the weekend.
No, fair.
That's why I think College of Charleston to Clemson.
Or do you want to send them to North Carolina if you think they're more of a worthy opponent, let's say, than maybe a lesser team we're going to throw in later?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I can live with that.
It's a fun little regional too: Columbia, Charleston, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Yeah, I think they're a last four in though.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be right here. Charleston. CAA updated. That puts them at two bid. Did we put? We didn't put Northeastern anywhere. Northeastern's got to be in.
What are they at?
Their RPI is like 30 something.
Yeah, 13-5. I can live with
definitely in.
I can live with Northeastern to Clemson.
Who? Hear me out. Northeastern goes to where South Carolina is, and Xavier enters.
Yeah.
The last four.
Yeah.
Northeastern here. And I honestly kind of want to make a switch too, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Give Duke Northeastern and UNCW Columbia.
Yeah, I like that. I can live with that.
Because I think UNCW were projecting to, I mean, they just took the series against Northeastern. So then we throw them here. Plus, UNCW Wake has been a very fun regular season matchup. And I know they don't like to do that, but like it is what it is. Okay, so that makes the CAA a three-bid league. And then I got to move Xavier. Do we want to put Xavier? Because they're a Midwest team. Somebody's got to go out to California. is there any teams that we think we might be sending out there that are actually more regionally close? Because if not, I think we send Xavier out to Irvine.
Yeah.
But you just got to suck it up. Xavier here?
Yes.
One final spot. Where do you want to go with it? I kind of want to go Southern Miss, man. But we already have Coastal in that. Oops, I went back to that.
Ole Miss?
I think Southern Miss is in before Ole Miss. RPI is higher, but...
What is it?
It's not higher. I was off. Southern Miss's RPI is like 40-something.
Let's see. I got it up.
I just think... I mean, I guess Ole Miss... what's the conference record? 7-14. I guess they are the same conference record as LSU. Higher RPI, too.
And they beat South Carolina, who's a host.
Let's do it. Ole Miss.
And they beat Mississippi State, who's a fringe host. I think it's Ole Miss is becoming a victim. They're a victim of their schedule, but they're also.
Who do you think's better? Oh, we already have Georgia, though, in Chapel Hill. So I say,
I'm fine with Ole Miss Clemson. I feel like that's a good
one. Hear me out. Do we send Xavier to Clemson and then make Ole Miss fly all the way out to Irvine? That's your punishment.
Ole Miss Arizona feels like a good regional, too.
Let's do it. Ole Miss. You're the last team in. You're getting a lower, national seed, but you're getting a cross-country trip. I like that. Plus, I think Xavier and Clemson, they played earlier this year, and it was a very competitive season to start, or series to start the year. Ole Miss, congratulations. Your last four in. So next four out, which is going to make so many people mad, but I don't care.
Southern Miss, Louisville.
I think, we'll add Louisville here. We're going to put Creighton here.
Notre Dame.
We've had them in. Yeah, Notre Dame. Give me a Big 12 team that would make sense for us to continue to keep an eye on. Is there any? I'm going to put Cal in the next four out. I know that's like, but they're kind of there.
Kansas. I think St. John's. Just because they swept Tech, Kansas.
Yeah, we'll put Kansas here. And maybe UCF, because their RPI is just still so high. Or, you know what, Maryland.
Maryland's is there a
pack? I'm gonna bump this, actually. I'm going to go Maryland. And then we're going to go Creighton here. And Notre Dame up here. What'd you say? I'm sorry, who would you say?
Is there a pack team that you think's on the bubble?
I put Cal in the next four out.
Yeah.
Their RPI was kind of the closest thing to
it. So there's no SEC teams on the bubble right now with Ole Miss.
I mean, I think so, right? Because, I mean, yeah, Auburn's gone, in, yeah. Mizzou's gone, yeah. And who are we forgetting? There's one other SEC team that's missing. Who's the other one? Who would be the other SEC team, right? We have 11 SECs in, right? I'm not tripping.
Wouldn't Ole Miss make it 12?
If it's 12, man, I kind of want to reconsider Ole Miss in, if I'm being honest. I don't think the SEC is going to be 12 bid lead. Yeah, that would make it 12. Yeah, I'm kind of against Ole Miss in.
They have an RPI of 27. That's the only thing is.
I know.
I think the only argument is.
Yeah,
Louisville
and
Notre Dame.
The argument would be. I kind of like Southern Miss here. I think the Sun Belt should be rewarded with four bids.
Hold on. Let's see. Ole Miss is at 27. Southern Miss is at 46. I believe Ole Miss beat Southern Miss. I know that shouldn't matter.
I'm having a hard time with the Big Ten only being one bid league, man. I know it's down, but. One bid.
It's just unfortunately the teams that would be the bubble teams aren't good.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I just have a hard time with the 12 bid SEC.
Yeah, Ole Miss beat Southern Miss 8-3. And I know that shouldn't matter.
No, let's do it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Maryland's because we have a reason for everything. Maryland's Big Ten record is the same as almost the SEC record for Ole Miss, and we know the SEC is better. Southern Miss has the head-to-head loss to Ole Miss. Louisville, RPI, brutal. Notre Dame, barely above 500. And obviously Creighton, Kansas, St. John, Cal are not, in my opinion, in the same conversation as Ole Miss. So I'm perfectly fine with that. Ole Miss, have fun going across country to go. Plus, we're throwing them across the country to play at a smaller ballpark at Irvine against what we think is the Pac-12 champion.
So here's the predecessor, because Ole Miss has they have Auburn this weekend. I don't know why I thought I got it backwards. It's irrelevant now, but if Ole Miss, if they take 2 of 3 from Auburn, and then A&M, they take 2 of 3. Like they're almost a lock. That's how close they are, I think.
No, I agree. Let's do it. Let's bet on them taking the series and kind of being one of those. We're putting our faith in a team that I think, rightfully so, does justify an opportunity. So
Southern Miss, like I said, they're out right this second, but they have a schedule in front of them.
Who was the other last four we had? I'm tripping.
It lightens up. I mean, they get Coastal this weekend, and then Arkansas State. They get Ole Miss again, and then Arkansas State, Texas State are two very winnable series for Southern Miss. I mean, if they win eight conference games going forward, I think
no,
I'll go a long way.
I don't hate it. All right, so that's going to finalize this. We've gotten College Station Regional paired with Lincoln, Texas A&M, Louisiana, TCU, and Omaha. That's right, UNO in the NCAA tournament. And then Lincoln with Nebraska, Mississippi State, Texas, Louisiana Tech. And we got 8-9 is Greenville Chapel Hill with ECU, NC State, LSU, and Upstate as the eights. And then the nines with North Carolina is Georgia, last four in Charleston and Columbia. 3-14, Fayetteville and Stillwater paired together, Arkansas, Dallas Baptist, Lamar, and Niagara. And then Oklahoma State, UCSB, last four in Utah and Army. Durham and Lexington paired together with Duke, Alabama, Northeastern, and Wright State. And Kentucky, Oklahoma, Georgia Tech, and Morehead State. 2-15, Knoxville and Irvine. Tennessee, Kansas State, Samford, and Wagner. Irvine's got Arizona, last four in Ole Miss and Grand Canyon. Corvallis and Charlottesville are paired together at 7-10. Oregon State, that's 7. San Diego State, Texas Tech, Fresno State. Virginia, Vanderbilt, UConn, VCU. 4-13, incredible super potential. Clemson and Columbia. Columbia, South Carolina, obviously. Clemson, Coastal, last four in Xavier and Bryant. And then South Carolina, Wake, UNCW, and Kennesaw State. And then last but not least, the Tallahassee Terre Haute combo with Florida State, Oregon, Troy, and FAMU. And Terre Haute being Indiana State, West Virginia, Florida, and Bowling Green. I like this one better than what we did last week, Jake.
I like this one a lot more. And I will still have to clear up some of the Clemson-ness, if you will.
Yeah.
But I like this one. I feel really good about this. I think there's a ton of balance. There's a ton of storylines. That
Lincoln regional is insane.
I like that Lincoln regional. You get Nebraska with their staff, fringe host Mississippi State, underrated or better than their record shows Texas and Louisiana Tech.
And the best part is I don't, Jake, I don't know if you've ever, and I'm sure you've seen pictures, but I don't know if you've ever driven by it or not when you were out in Omaha, but Haymarket Park's one of the most underrated ballparks in college baseball, and it can hold a lot of people. So that is a perfect setup for Mississippi State and Texas to also come to town.
And I know there's a lot of probably bandwagon people that are Omaha residents of Mississippi State and Texas that are going to convince their parents.
I am very sorry that you, as the CUSA champion, have to deal with this.
Here's the thing that's crazy about them is if they get hot here down the stretch and Terre Haute falls out of favor, mm-hmm. I mean, the Lipschitz could easily host. Like, that's the thing that's so crazy about it is the margin's just so thin.
Yeah, Louisiana, if they take care of business, like if they win their Sun Belt series at Troy, at Georgia Southern, they're definitely in the conversation for even taking over the Lincoln spot, right, and being the host there.
Lamar isn't too far out of it, I don't think.
Yeah, well, no, I would agree. And like, what's crazy? I mean, I know we're getting, because I don't know where they would do it, but like, there is a world, Jake, where because of how the SoCon has five top 100 teams right now in RPI, like a Samford or a Wofford more so, because their RPI is in the top 60. Like they, if they just run the table through the SoCon, could be in the conversation as like a two seed, not a host. But like, there's so many moving pieces with these mid-major conferences.
Yeah.
Because like, I think too, like there's a world where UNCW could be a two, Northeastern could be a two, you know. There's a lot of, obviously, if Dallas Baptist kind of rallies back to win this USA, they could host. So
here's the thing that's crazy. Would you rather be Kansas State as a two to Knoxville or Texas as a three to Lincoln? Because that's a tough one.
I would say Kansas State as a two to Knoxville, because I do think the Knoxville regional is just Kansas State and Tennessee. I don't want to slander the SoCon teams, but like Mississippi State, Texas, and Nebraska are all better.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I would even say Louisiana Tech, Samford, like I'd probably pick Louisiana Tech right now. I mean, Samford just took 2 of 3 at home against Liberty. They didn't sweep Liberty. So, like, it's not like Samford's dominating CUSA opponents or something.
Yeah.
So, I think that Lincoln Regional might be the toughest, because 1 through 4, I mean, all four teams are top 40 teams when they're playing their best ball.
Yeah, then that Fayetteville regional, I really like that Fayetteville regional.
I do too. I think Lamar Dallas Baptist is a really fun 2-3. And I think too that like there's a decent drop off between Dallas Baptist, Lamar, and then Arkansas. And obviously
Yeah.
Niagara is just, well, I mean, have
They're
you ever
there.
seen their ballpark? They play like a joint soccer field, football field thing, or
Do they
baseball
really?
field.
Is it in Niagara Falls?
It's in Buffalo area, but yeah. It's look it up. It's crazy. They had a game where they had like 5 feet of snow and it was plowed onto the soccer field, like next, like
Let me
as a
see.
part of it. They built like a makeshift outfield wall. It was so weird. But
Have you
yeah,
seen
no,
Morehead
there's
State's baseball field, by the way?
yes, it is. That is so wild. But yeah, no, I really like these. I really like the Tallahassee regional from a regional standpoint. You have a school in the same city. Troy, like you said, not that far, and then you obviously have a
Yeah.
well-recognized brand in Oregon. So,
I
the
was really
Charlottesville regional
rooting.
makes me
Unfortunately, Auburn's
excited.
fallen, but I was really rooting for Auburn to go to 3 as Tallahassee, but
Oh yeah,
I don't think
yeah
that's
that.
happening in any way, shape, or form.
No, I think Auburn is. I this might be a hot take. I think Missouri has a better chance of making the NCAA tournament than Auburn does at this point.
Here's the thing that's so weird, though, is, I mean, Monty saw him in Jacksonville and raved about him. I saw him when A&M took, I think they swept him. Like, I thought they were better than Mississippi State, and Mississippi State's like flipped the switch almost. That's Vandy or Mississippi State is the only team to beat A&M on a Saturday at home because the other one was at the tail end of a doubleheader. So Mississippi State's, I think, a lot better than people expected.
Yeah. Well, Jake, I think that's going to wrap this one up. I think we were a little bit less time than we were last time too, which is progress.
Yeah,
So
schematically.
yeah, so that's great. Well, obviously get the audio format out on the fifth quarter ACC page, and I got to work with Monty to figure out how we can upload the video to YouTube, and then get it also on the College Baseball Central podcast. And we'll put the graphic out. I plan to make the graphic tomorrow, so hopefully the graphic will be out tomorrow too, Jake. So yeah, this was awesome. Another fun weekend of AC or ACC. Geez, I'm so used to saying ACC
The
baseball after
habit.
this. It was a fun weekend of college baseball in general. ETSU, everyone's favorite team, swept the Citadel this weekend. So, shout out to the ETSU boys. But yeah, no, Jake, this was fun. I really like this. This is a lot more enjoyable. I think we're getting more comfortable too. On again, more things are kind of clearing up as it goes. So, I think the
Yeah.
next couple of weeks will be even more intense. But also, you know, because these debates over the Final Four will be
I
probably
was just
more
saying, we
intense.
haven't really had a good debate yet. We've kind of
Yeah.
just agreed with one another on a lot of stuff, but I
I'm
think
sure
I'm
it's
really
coming.
excited to see,
Yeah.
if Ole Miss does drop, if they go 2-4 in these next 2 weekends against Auburn and A&M, where we kind of seed them.
I mean,
Florida.
if Ole Miss loses the series to Auburn this weekend, because you said it was this weekend, right, Jake?
Yeah.
They're out. They have to be. Like, in my opinion,
Florida.
unless like something crazy happens around the bubble, but like,
Florida too is another one where we,
yeah.
there's a lot of moral victories right now with them, but and I think that they're close and we're still
They
giving
haven't
them
been
better
swept
credit.
yet, right? Like they haven't been swept in SEC play. I know they're not winning series, but they haven't been swept, right? I'm mistaking that or no?
Let me see. But I mean, they beat A&M, who's the number one RPI team. They beat
Arkansas
LSU,
this
who's
weekend, yeah.
LSU's about to shoot up, I think, just because LSU's schedule's cleared out considerably.
Yeah.
Let me see. Missouri swept them. They have series wins
Yeah,
over.
that's right. That's right. They've only been swept once, and it was
They have series wins over LSU that's about to shoot up. A&M, who's the number one team, and Mississippi State, who's a fringe host.
Yeah.
It's ironic because we've been saying this all along, is that, oh, their wins are so good.
And
Always forget Mississippi
they are
State.
figuring out how to win midweeks now. That's also been a big
Yeah.
step forward for
Mississippi
them.
State, I think, I mean, they are an eye test team in every sense of the word, but they have some really bad losses.
Yeah, I only saw them in person once, and that was that domination against Florida in Gainesville on the Saturday game, or I guess, yeah, Saturday game. And that was like, I was like, man, this team is like, I literally in my head was like, this team could go to Omaha, but then they like turn around and then like they just lose unexplainable games. It's like, eh, I I guess it depends on which team wants to show up.
That's how I felt with DBU. I was like, oh, this is an Omaha team. Like, they have a frontline ace. Like, this guy's honestly comparable to Hagan Smith. And then they were really struggling to win games at CUSA. But, you know, we got 1 month left. Ole Miss a few years ago was out of the tournament at this point. So, you know, a lot can happen in a short amount of time. Again, it really only takes one. That's the thing about those SEC schools, is it only takes them really one quality win down the stretch to just stick in the back of people's minds.
Yeah.
And I think that's all Ole Miss, Florida, and LSU need is just one.
And all you got to do at this point, which I think Ole Miss is feeling pretty good about going to Hoover, right? You just got to get to Hoover and try to win one. Like, if they win, win that elimination game against the 5 seed or 6 seed, whatever they end up being, you know, total in their seed, that probably almost supplants them if their RPI is in the top 30.
Yeah. A&M, too. If Ole Miss or LSU can beat the number one RPI team, I think that's going to be one that goes a long, long way, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Jake, this was fun. Let's call it a night. And, yeah, you're the one recording, so you'll have to end it. But whenever you want to end it, Jake, let's enjoy another week.